Okay, good evening, Gemara v'chasima tova to all. Welcome to our new year of learning at Shari 5783, Baruch Shachianu v'kiyamanu v'giyanu, Lazman Hazah. We are learning as always the Zecher Nishmasa and the Ilui Nishmasa, Miriam Frond, Miriam Baschaim Yitzhak, Allah HaShalom. May the Shama have an Aliyah and a Zechira Latova on the Schus of the Divrei Torah that we will share together this evening. And our great thanks and much gratitude to the Frun family for their continued commitment to this year, the Zecher Nishmas, their mother, Allah HaShalom. So let me just tell you the calendar. This is our last class now before we break for the Yomim Tovim. Our next class after tonight, please be aware, there's no next week is Yom Kippur, it doesn't need an announcement. And the week after that is Chol Hamoed, and we don't have Shir then. So our next class will be on October the 19th. After tonight, our next class is on Wednesday, October the 19th. At that point, we are resuming in person with the Zoom option. So those who are interested in the in-person learning, feel free to join us. Those who prefer the Zoom are those who live too far to join in person, so it's not an option. The Zoom link will continue to be posted, but it will also be in person, Be'ezrat Hashem. So let us get into our learning. We're still talking about the idea that our will is to do your will. Okay, Ritzoneinu la'asot Ritzonecha. Our will, Hashem, is to do your will. And I want to tell you, I was thinking over Yom Tov a lot. And what does it mean that Hashem is Melech? The essence of this time period is not only Teshuvah, and not only Vidui, and not only Tzedakah, and not only Tefillah, but really the time period of the year is this time of coronation. When we coronate Hashem as Melech, Malchei HaMelachim, Hashem is God of the whole world. If you look at the changes that we make to the Shemoneh Esrei, we say HaMelech HaMishpa. Hashem is the King. Before Yishtabach, after Nishmas, we begin with HaMelech, okay? This is the time of coronation. I told you that Rabbi Soloveitchik says that when he was a little boy in Cheder, so the Chabad Cheder Malamed and Kaslovich would say to the boys, boys, tonight is coronation night. So the boys would say, is the Tsar coming? And he would say, no, the Tsar is not coming. Excuse me, the Melech Malchei HaMelachim, the King of all kings, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is coming. So Rosh Hashanah is a time really of coronation. It's about accepting the sovereignty of God upon ourselves. And something struck me over Rosh Hashanah very much. And first of all, we appoint Hashem as King every single day. When we say the Shema, right, the essence of the recitation of the Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad is not just to say empty words, hear, O Israel, the Lord is God, the Lord is one. But it's not enough to say the words of the Shema. The person to fulfill the mitzvah of Kriya Shema, you have to have the kavana, the intention. Kabbalah's all Malchus Shemayim. I'm accepting the yoke of the kingdom of heaven upon, this all ties into our will is to do your will. So bear with me while we move through this idea of understanding that Hashem is King, okay? First of all, every single day when the Shema is recited, morning and evening Kriya Shema, what we are doing is accepting the yoke of the kingdom of heaven upon ourselves. And if a person does not have the intention, then they have not fulfilled the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. You can't just say the words. You have to have the machshava and the kavana, the thought and the intent that I am accepting God as king over myself. Furthermore, something else struck me. When we talk about the first prayer of the day, the focus is usually on the topic of Hakaras HaTov. And that's a very important shir, and I have a whole other shir on that. Our essence of a people as Yehudim, Apam Odas Hashem, 29:35 of Bereishis, Al Kein Karish Mo Yehuda. Therefore, we're called Yehudim. Therefore, the first word out of our mouth is Moda. Moda ani lefanecha. Thankful am I before you. That's the next word. Melach. The first words that we say every single day are a coronation, are a reminder that God is the king. So maybe we need to focus not only on the fact that a yid says thank you at the beginning of every single day, but the fact that a yid at the beginning of the day says, Hashem, you are my king. You are the melech, you are the chai, the eternal, the living, the kayam, and you are the forever. Hashem is the king. What does it mean that Hashem is the king? And this is what I was specifically thinking about a lot over Yontif. And I have been repeating it to myself over the course of the past few days, repeatedly. Very often we daven for change. We're allowed to daven for change. Anshei Knesset Agadol, in the structure of the Amida prayer, put in many bakashos, the things we're davening for. When we daven for Refuah Shleima, when we daven for leaders like of old, when we daven for Parnasa, when we daven for Mashiach, and David Avdecha Mehira Satzmiach, the sprouting of King David should surely, hurriedly sprout. But we have to remember something. Or maybe you don't have trouble remembering this. I work for Hashem. Hashem does not work for me. That's what it means to recognize God as a king. It should be exactly like this, Hashem. The shirach should be exactly like this. The parnasha should be exactly like this. The child should be exactly like this. The school should be exactly like this. The simcha should be exactly like this. My spouse should be exactly like this. My life should be exactly like this. And sometimes I spend my whole life telling God, everything should be exactly like this. I'm not king. God is king. God is king. And we start every single day. Mada'ani lefanecha. Yes, thankful am I before you. Melach. Melech means there is a sovereign king who is ruling over the billions of people and billions of creatures in this entire world, and I am a subject in the kingdom. A lowly subject. Now I know on the other hand, Bishvili Nivraha Olam, I'm aware there's two pockets. But a lowly subject cannot tell the king what to do. The king tells the subject what to do. So I have to have the awareness that if I am petitioning for change, okay, Hashem is our employer. Now, you might not like the task. You might not like the task or the job or the assignment that your boss gives you. So you could send a nicely worded email, if you don't want to be fired from your job, explaining to your boss why you think this job is not for you. He could tone it down a little. He could change the assignment. We could do it in stages. That's very nice. But ultimately, the decision is not yours. The decision is the boss. He has a master plan for how the company should be run. He sees the totality of the picture. You see only one little pigeonhole of your job from your cubby. You can't demand things should be done differently. You can't order the boss around that things should be kind of done differently. You can't give ultimatums. I'm only an employee. I'm a subject. If I work for, I've been reminding myself over and over, I promise, Michal, you work for Hashem. Hashem does not work for you. Can this help me understand, even though we don't say hello on Rosh Hashanah, we will be saying hello. This is our last time for meeting before Sukkos. We will be saying hello, and I'm sure I've told this to you before. Rav Meilich Biederman, Shlita, tells over the story that there was a group of Hasidim, I'm sure I've told this to you before, there was a group of Hasidim, and they were davening halal. And the Rebbe said, Ana Hashem is the most important part of halal, please God. So he said, come back to me tomorrow and tell me what I mean. So Sam Hasidim said, Ana Hashem, Hoshiana is the most important part of halal, please God save us. And other Hasidim said, Ana Hashem, Otzlichana is the most important part of halal, please God make us successful. So in the morning they come back to Shul, whatever, it's a two-day antif, a two-day Rosh Chodesh, and they present to the Rebbe, some of us say, Ana Hashem, Hoshiana, some of us say, Ana Hashem, Otzlichana. The Rebbe says, you're both wrong. The most important part of halal is Ana Hashem ki ani avadacha. Please God, I am your servant. What does a servant do? A servant does what the king wants. A servant works for the king, and now vice versa. The king does not work for the servant. At the end of Moshe Rabbeinu's life, which were, by the way, at the end of Moshe Rabbeinu's life, Vayelech is the last day of his life. He begins by saying, I'm 120 years old. I can no longer go out and come in. And what is the obituary for Moshe Rabbeinu? The great Moshe Rabbeinu. What is the obituary for Moshe Rabbeinu? At the end of his Osa Bracha, we're not going to be meeting by these parshios. What is the obituary for Moshe Rabbeinu? What does the Torah say as soon as he dies? Perek Lamed Hey of Devar and Pasuk Hey. Vayamas Shad Moshe. Vayamas Shad Moshe. There Moshe died. Two words. Eved Hashem. Moshe did a lot of great things in his life. The greatest thing he did is that he made himself into a servant of God. Ritzoneinu la'aso ritzonecha. I want to do what you want me to do. I want to do what is your will. And that's what Moshe Rabbeinu says in the beginning of this week's parsha. Parsha's Vayelech. The second parsha. And Moshe went and he spoke to the people, to the entire Israel, these words. What does Moshe Rabbeinu say? Lamed Aleph Beis. And he says to them, I am 120 years old. Hayom today. It's the end of his life. Vayelech is the end of his life. It's an action-packed last day. Or at the end of Moshe Rabbeinu's life. Lo uchav ol datzei v'lavo. I am no longer able to go out and to come. Vashem amar elai, and God said to me, Lo ta'avor et hayardin, said, you will not cross this Jordan River. Now, Rashi says, Lo uchal ol latzei v'lavo. Moshe says that on his 120th year, on his final day of life, because we know from Chazal Zayin Adar, I cannot go out and come. Yachol shetashash kochol. Rashi says, is it possible that his strength diminished? Talmud lomer lo kahasa eino v'lo nas lecho. Rashi quotes the end of Dvarim. The Pasuk says at the end of Dvarim, his eyesight did not dim. His moisture did not leave him. So Rashi is saying, what does it mean? I can't. Moshe says, I can no longer go out. I can no longer come in. I can no longer lead you. Rashi says, is it possible he could no longer? The Torah testifies that his strength did not diminish at all. He was just as vigorous when he was 120 as he was 40 years earlier at 80. Ela mahu lo achal, lo uchal. What does it mean I'm not able? Eini rashai. I don't have permission. Shenitza mimeni harashus k'minitna liyoshua. Permission has been taken from me and given to Yoshua. Moshe could have protested. Moshe could have crossed the Yarden River. They were on the border. All he had to do was walk over the river. His legs worked. His eyesight was strong. His moisture did not leave him. His skin was not withered. All he had to do was cross the Yarden River. But he says, I cannot. What does it mean, I cannot? Eini rashai. He understood that if the king does not give permission, if the ratzon of Hashem is that I shall not cross, it's as if I literally, physically, metaphysically, in every sense of my being, cannot cross the Yarden River. And that's what it means to be an Eved Hashem. And that's what it means that an Eved appoints God as Melech, not once a year on Coronation Day. Is the Tsar coming, the children asked the Cheder Melamed in Kaslavish? No, the Tsar is not coming. The Melech Machi Hamlachim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is coming. The King of all kings. But it's not something that we reserve for once a year. It's something that we speak about every single morning when we wake up. Moda Ani Lefanecha Melech. Whenever I talk about Moda Ani, it's on the beginning of Moda Ani. The fact that we have to be thankful Yidden. And we do have to be thankful. We could talk about Bikurim. We could talk about Akar Satov. We could talk about for Bikurim the whole world was created. Melech. My Tafkid is Ritzoneinu. If you don't want me to cross the Yarden River, then I cannot. Not I won't. I can't. I physically can't transgress. If you don't want me to eat basar b'chalav, milk and meat, I cannot eat milk and meat. Now, technically, all of us have the koch to walk into McDonald's and get never mind milk and meat. I mean, it's outright truth. Okay? All of us have the koch to forget milk and meat, to take a very nice kosher hamburger and take a very nice slice of mozzarella cheese, and I'm not talking about the soy cheese that they sell today, and you could make a hot burger and put the kosher burger, kosher cheese, put it on top and eat it. You can. You can. There's nothing physically holding you back. I bet you all have meat or chicken. Well, that's not a deraisa, but I bet you all have meat and cheese in your house. But if Hashem doesn't give permission, then I can't. And in certain things in life, it's hard for us to remember that. When it comes to milk and meat, for most of us, it's not hard. When I have a taiva, I cannot eat milk and meat. But when it comes to other areas of life, sometimes it's very hard for us to implement the same kavana, the same thought process. Hashem is the king. He has a will and a master plan. And I don't know what it is. And I don't understand it. But I know I'm here for a fraction, a sliver of time. There's been 5,783 years since Maisa Bereishis. Hashem was here before then. He is the Hayaho Vaviyah. He is the past. He is the present. He is the future. I work for God. God does not work for me. That's what it means that Hashem is a melech. That's what it means that Moshe was an Eved Hashem. Moshe could only do what Hashem wanted him to do. Not because he didn't have the physical capabilities to go beyond the Yarden River. But if Hashem said, Eini Rashai, I'm not giving you permission, then Moshe could not cross the river. And that's how we have to think of our lives. The Chofetz Chaim tells over a mashal, which I've heard both Rabbi Shai Schechter and Rabbi Zev Left tell over the same mashal from the Chofetz Chaim. Thank you very much.
I'm doing so much.
Good.
I'm sitting at my desk. I'm doing all
Baruch Hashem. Excellent. Keep it up. So Rabbi Zev Lef and Rabbi Shai Schechter both tell over the same mashal in the name of the Chofetz Chaim. It was just his yurtzeit, by the way. I don't know if you saw Chof Dalet Elul. Someone sent it to me because I teach. Actually, my husband sent it to me because I teach a class based on the Chavetz Chaim Mishmer Salashan every other week. Okay, fine. It's on a long hiatus now because of the Chagim. Anyway, so the Chavetz Chaim tells over a mashal. Maybe you heard Rabbi Schechter, Rabbi Zavlev say it over. So a man comes to Shul. He's visiting from out of town. And he sees the Gabbai gives this person the first Aliyah, and that person the second Aliyah, and this one the third Aliyah, and that guy over there the fourth Aliyah. He's very confused. It's Shabbos, there's seven aliyahs. He doesn't understand the order. He's visiting. He was never in the shul for Shabbos before. And after davening, he goes over to the gabbai. He's like, listen, I saw how you handed out the liyas. I think you should do it a little bit differently. I think the man in the first row should get the first liya. The man in the back row should get the second. The man against that wall should get the third. The man against the left wall should get the fourth, etc. So the gabbai says, let me ask you a question. Shalom aleichem, Rabbi Yad. Thanks for coming to our shul. You just showed up here. You know nothing about our shul. You have no idea why I gave these people liyas today. This is how it's been done, and I have a masara from the gabbai before me, and he's a masara from the gabbai before him, and this is how things are done in our shul. You came here this morning, and you're telling me what to do? What's the nimshal, says the Chofetz Chaim. The nimshal is God has been here from before time. He will be here till the end of time. The four-letter name of Hashem, the Yud, the Hey, then the Vav, the Hey, is Haya, past, Hove, present, V'yiyah, and future. So Rabbanu Shalom says, I've been here since the beginning of the time. I know what I'm doing. You come here for a few short minutes, relatively. What is man? Maseches Brachos Chav Ches Amud Beis. Po Hayam Nachar Bekever. He is here today and he's in the grave tomorrow. You come for a few minutes to visit in my shul, in my world, and you start telling me how I should be doing the aliyahs, this one and that one, how I should be running things. You're a visitor. 1 second, please take her upstairs with you, Yonatan. Please take her upstairs with you. Otherwise, she has to be very quiet. We're dog sitting. Otherwise, that statement could sound very strange. That's why I realized I should clarify what I was saying. You just came here and you're telling me what to do. You're a visitor. So that's what it means, Malach. I was thinking about a lot of this in Rosh Hashanah because me, maybe like you, maybe not like you, when we say B'Sefer Chayim Bracha V'Shalom, Uparnasa Tova, Ugzeros Tovos, Mishuos Venachamos, Nizachar Vinikasev Venachna, and Misach Svart. I have individual situations in mind, not only for my own family, people that I know. We read in the Nasana Tokef, who will be harried, who will be calm, Mi Becharav, Mi Batsama, Mi Bechai, Mi Barav. I was thinking a lot over Yom Tov of Hadar Golden and Oren Shaul, Ron Arad and Eli Kohn. None of the remains have been returned. Thought about them a lot. I think about different people that I know who need Yeshuas. You're allowed to petition. That's the nature of tefillah. Chazal give us permission. The sages davened. The patriarchs davened. Moshe davened. And therefore, Rav Soloveitchik says, we have precedent, so we can daven too. But we have to be very careful. You can order the boss around in the company. He's the COO, CFO, CEO. He knows what he's doing. I'm sorry. Yonatan? 1 second.
She's not letting me catch her.
Just go upstairs, please.
And leave her?
Yes. Please just go upstairs. She was very quiet. Sorry, she's very quiet, but then someone came, so she gets excited. Sorry. Okay. So you can't tell the employer what you exactly want done. And you also can't tell the king exactly what you want done. And it's something that we have to keep in mind. This is an idea that we work through every day when we appoint the Ribbono Shel Olam as Melech. Not in the Shema, which we do, as soon as you wake up. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu. No, what am I saying? That's the Shema. Moda'ani l'fanecha, Melech. Moda'ani l'fanecha, Melech. I want to quote from Rabbi Joseph B. Soloveitchik, the Rav, and the Machzor Masoras HaRav. Machzor Rav Soloveitchik with insight for Rosh Hashanah. I'm just turning. Okay. Rabbi Soloveitchik says, quote, every Jew was sent to earth as an agent of the Creator. We have to ask ourselves, why am I here? What am I doing here? What's my purpose? We just had Rosh Hashanah. Everything is taken to an accounting new. Everyone has a din written in the book. It should be a gemar v'chasima tova for us and all of Klal Yisrael. Every Jew is sent to earth as an agent of the Creator. That's why you're here. That's why I'm here. We're an agent of God. When one sins, when I do an aveira, he violates not only the will of God, which is exactly what our Mechaber is speaking about, quote, our will is to do your will. That's what the subheading of this chapter is called, where we're up to. So when I sin, when a Jew does an avira, he violates not only the will of God, but also the terms of his own assignment. So I violated God's will, and I've ultimately violated my own internal will, my own assignment. In halacha, I'm an agent of Hashem. Why am I here? If I'm an agent of Hashem, if I'm a servant like Moshe was, Vayamasha Moshe Eved Hashem. You want to know what that encapsulates? Everything you have to know about a mitzvah to be a faithful yid, a servant of God. And he gives each one of us an assignment, and a person has to ask themselves, why am I here? What am I doing here? When was Adam, when did he hear the question, Ayaka? On Rosh Hashanah, because he was created on Rosh Hashanah, and he sinned on Rosh Hashanah. And God said to him, Ayaka, where are you? And he wasn't only asking him metaphysically, are you hiding in the trees because you're afraid of me, as you cover yourself with a fig leaf? He was asking him metaphysically, where are you holding a knife? And that was asked on Rosh Hashanah. And that's something we should all be thinking about. What is my relationship with the king during this time period? Not only Teshuvah. Am I appointing God as king over myself? If I'm appointing God, then I accept his sovereignty. If I accept his sovereignty, then I recognize every morning when I wake up, Hashem, I work for you. You don't work for me. And that means when I wake up in the morning, the question should not be, God, what can you do for me today? The question should be, what can I do for you today? It's a whole mindset. It's changing our whole psyche to appreciate and appoint Hashem as the Melech. When one sins, therefore, says Rav Soloveitchik, he violates not only the will of God, but the terms of his own assignment. In other words, you had a job. You didn't do the job. You violated the terms of your assignment. And halacha, a person's status as an agent disappears the moment the sender wishes to terminate the agent's mission. I'm going to repeat it. In halacha, a person's status as an agent disappears. Okay? Not talking about status like today, what status means. A person's status as an agent disappears the moment the sender wishes to terminate the agent's mission. So let's say somebody wants me to mail their letter for them. Okay? They want me to mail their letter. They give me the letter, it's addressed, it has postage, it has a return address, you're going that way. Anyway, Micha, please drop it in the mailbox. I say, okay, I haven't left the house yet. Half an hour later, they realize, oh my gosh, I forgot to include something in the letter. Don't mail the letter. What just happened to my assignment? It's terminated. Why is it terminated? Because the sender wishes to terminate the agent's mission. You no longer have a mission. I just terminated it. Mission aborted. Similarly, quote, a person can exist on earth only as long as he pursues the mission assigned by his sender. When am I zocha? Kasveinu b'sefer ha-chayim? Lemancha elokim chayim. Why do I want life? Lemancha. Why do I want life? Because you're the king. I'm able to bring kedusha by making the right choices for you, the king. For your sake, I want life. A person can exist on earth only, says the Rav, as long as he pursues the mission assigned by his sender. I have a tafkid, and I have to pursue my tafkid. If I don't work for the king anymore, if I don't bring glory to the kingdom, then what's the point of me being here? What exactly am I accomplishing? And the sender could terminate the mission. Mission aborted. Why? Because you're not working for me anymore. You're not bringing glory to me anymore. This doctrine, am I saying it right? Doctrine, yeah, thank you. Was articulated to Moshe through the simple instruction issued by God at the burning bush. And now go, Lech va'ashalachacha al Paro. I will send you to Paro. Lech, go. Vayashkim Avram Baboker, alamakom asher amad shamas. No, that's not the one I want to quote. Vayashkim Avram Baboker, vayachvosh eschamaro. Vayivaka atzei ola. We read it on Rosh Hashanah. The Kid Abba on Rosh Hashanah. The ram's horn is reminiscent of Rosh Hashanah. Go. Vayakam Avram. Kasher diber ito. Okay, got up. Go. The creator of worlds, the Borei Olam, the master of the universe, the Ribono Shel Olam, the infinite, the Ein Sof, appoints flesh and blood, temporal man, who is today alive, but tomorrow in the grave. Kan hayom, nachar bekever, hayom kan mechar bekever, as his agent. Infinite, all-powerful, all-knowing, omnipotent God appoints lowly man as his agent. How can weak, finite man, says Rav Soloveitchik, possibly act as an agent of the infinite? How is it possible? There are billions of creatures on this planet. billions between people and animals and fish and plants. They're all creatures of God. And it comes to every single individual, and you have an assignment. If I have an assignment, it means I work for you. You don't work for me. I can't start the day by saying, God, here's what I want you to do for me today. I have to start my day by saying, what can I do for you today? It's a totally different approach to Malchus. How can weak, finite men possibly, says Rav Soloveitchik, act as the agent of the infinite creator of worlds? Although there's no sound resolution to this question, so Rav Soloveitchik is saying, you know, Taka, it's a very good question. There's no sound resolution that human mind can understand. The imperative for man is to accept that the assignment remains. So whether I understand why God wants me to be his agent or not, I have an assignment. That's what remains. Otherwise, I wouldn't be in this world. I want things to work out like this, or work out like this. I'm by this age, I'm that age, I'm this hashkafa, I'm that way, I'm this job. Who says? I say, who am I? If I'm an Eved Hashem, Ritzoninu Laso Ritzonecha, then I have no will other than what God wants. What does Moshe Rabbeinu say? Lo uchal ben meya ve'esrim shana anochi hayom, lo uchal od atzei v'leva. I cannot go anymore. What do you mean you can't go? Yes, you can. You're very strong. Eini rishai. I don't have permission. And Hashem said to me, lo savar, so you're ardina zeh. Continues Rav Soloveitchik. That's what it means. That's what this period is. That's what Malchus is. It's coronation day. It's a time of accepting God as king. What does it mean that Hashem is my king? It means I work for the king. I have a command to bring glory to the kingdom. Everything I do should be reflective of the king who I represent. I have to listen to his will. He does not have to listen to my will. Sometimes he listens and accepts, and sometimes he listens and doesn't accept. But he's the king. That's his prerogative. Even if I don't understand it, even if I don't like it, I work for you, God. You don't work for me. When one acts as an agent on behalf of another, the well-known Talmudic dictum, you all know this dictum, Shlucho sha'adam kemoso. Okay, when you say mishloach manos, mishloach, shliach manos, shliach mitzvah, you're sending an agent on behalf of yourself. It's as if you fulfilled the mitzvah. So, for example, going back to the mailbox and letter, easy example. Let's say someone writes a letter to someone else and I put in the mailbox. Okay, this happens sometimes in my house. I have a son who still writes letters. Anyway, yeah, imagine it sounds like from the dinosaur age that people actually still write letters. There are some people who still write letters. Well, let's say he goes back to yeshiva and he asks me, Mommy, put the letter in the mailbox. The receiver has no idea who put the letter in the mailbox unless they're listening to this year. Then they're going to know that my son's usually not the one who puts it in the mailbox, but sometimes he is. So what does it mean? Shlucho sha'adam kamoso. I'm just an agent of the sender. When the person on the receiving end gets the letter, they don't know unless they're doing fingerprinting DNA. They don't know who mailed the letter in the mailbox. I got a letter from the sender. Who is the sender? Not me. I'm the shliach. I'm a messenger. Shlucho sha'adam kemoso. Therefore, the messenger of the person is like the person. Let's say you deliver mishloach manos for somebody else. They're not able to get out. You're going that way. Fine. They say, oh, you know, you're going to our house. Anyway, take mine. You got there. That person's not home. So you leave it on the porch. You leave yours on the porch and you leave theirs on the porch. That often happens on Purim because everyone could be out at the same time. So then their mishloach manos has a note and a name. The receiver's not going to think that both from you. There's a note and a name. Even if you personally deliver it, she's going to see that another person sent it. This is a halachic principle. Shlucho sha'adam kemoso. The agent is likened to the sender. The deliverer, the shaliach, the messenger, is like the sender himself. And we talk about us vis-a-vis the Ribbono Shel Olam. This has tremendous impact. Since man, the agent, was created in the image of God. We know man was created in the image of God. Betzem Elokim Nivra Adam, Parshas Noach. But even before them, Perak Aleph Pesach Vav Bereishis, which we're going to read, Raisa Bereishis, on Simchas Torah. Vayomer Elokim, Perak Aleph Pesach Vav, Nase Adam Betzomenu Kidmusenu, Urudu Bidgasa Vyam, Bo'ofa Shemaim. Nase Adam Bidmusenu Kidmusenu. Man is created in the image and the likeness of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Since man, says Rav Soloveitchik, the agent, was created in the image of God, if I'm in the image of God, Shlucho sha'adam kemoso, then I am likened to the sender. Okay? What country do you come from? What kingdom do you come from? Who is your ruler? Wow. You are reflective of that ruler. He is compelled to accept the assignment, despite his feeble capabilities and temporal nature. We are compelled to accept the assignment despite my feeble capabilities and temporal nature. In order to better direct our individual talents and strengths, Rabbi Zev Lev, I'm quoting Rabbi Soloveitchik, Kibal Dor Chaim Tovim Verruchim, Rabbi Zev Lev always speaks about talents, abilities, and capabilities. In order to better direct our individual talents and strengths towards carrying out our assignment, listen to this. We were predestined to live in a specific place in a specific time. This is very important. This is an idea that's brought down in Chumash. In Parsha Shoftim, it says, when there will be a matter of judgment, or a blood, or a quarrel between parties, you will come to the judge who will be in that time. Now, of course, you're going to come to the judge to resolve the dispute and to answer your shayla who will be in that time. What judge are you going to go to? You're not going to take a time capsule 250 years ago. 100 years ago, he was still alive. 100 years ago, you're not going to go to the Chafetz Chaim in a time capsule and say, listen, I have a shayla. Of course, you're going to go to the shofet who will be in those days. There is no other one that you could go to. Furthermore, by Bikurim and Parshas Ki Tavov, it says, Uvaz, you will take the first fruits, you put them in the basket. Uvasa ala koin asher ya b'yamimayim. You will come to the priest who will be in those days. Obviously, you're bringing your first fruits to the priest in those days. You're not going back to the time in the Mishkan and the desert and bring them to Aaron. First of all, it's a mitzvah to Yobars. Second of all, there's no fruits in the desert. Third of all, you can't go back to Aaron a Kohen. So what is the Torah telling me? You're going to come to the judge in that time. You're going to come to the priest in that time. You're not going to go to anyone else. You're going to go to whoever lives in that time. So Rashi says cryptic words. Ein necha ala shofet shebiyamecha. You only have the judge who's in that time. So all the Balei Machshava explain. What is this talking about? Of course, I only have the judge who is in that time. It's talking about accepting the time and place in which I live. It's talking about the rulers and the leaders and the teachers that we have. You can't say, if I lived in the time of the Chafetz Chaim, I would be a perfect tzaddik. I would never talk Lashon Hara. Then I wouldn't have to clap the Al-Chaytshu Chatan Lufinecha B'Lashon Hara. That would be a tzaddik. I would never have to because I lived in the time of the Chafetz Chaim. If I lived in the time of the Rambam, 800 years ago, I would know all the halachas perfectly. And I would never have a shy because I would sit by the feet of the Rambam and he himself would teach me the Mishnah Torah. And anyone between the Rambam and the Chafetz Chaim, pick any sage you want in that span of 700 years. No, you can't say if I lived in a different time. You can't say if I lived in a time before Facebook was created or Twitter or I don't know what they are. I don't know what they are all. What's the word I'm looking for? It's fine. Who cares if I remember, if I don't remember? You can say, if I lived in that time, I wouldn't be addicted to my phone. Then I wouldn't waste so many hours on my device. That's not when you live. Hashem put you in this time. So you can't say if I lived in a different time, I would be a better year. Then I would be a better servant of God. Then I would be a better Jew. That's not when you live. In order to better direct our individual talents and strengths towards carrying out our assignments, we were predestined to live in a specific time and a specific place. Yeah, Instagram is a good one. Thank you very much. Hashem knows under which circumstances, at which time. By the way, I'm not saying these things cannot be used for to'alas. They can be used for very good things. Okay? I have people, someone is on this thing from Australia, and Jody, someone else emailed me from Australia, and Jody said, wow, it's not such a big community here. I wonder who that other person is, and apparently they know each other. So obviously the internet could be used for very good things, and I'm not getting rid of my smartphone, and I'm not here to bash internet. A year and a half ago, we did a whole 6-part series on smart usage of our devices, not wasting time. So please don't tell me, email me, and tell me you get very good advice off of these things. That's fine. Good, al kavod, they could be used for very good things. But I think we also have to ask ourselves, make an honest chashbon nefesh, is everything I actually do really for to'alas? Is everything really serving a purpose? It's a strong question. But you can't say, if I lived in a different time, I wouldn't do so much bittelsman. You don't live in a different time, you live in this time. Hashem knows under which circumstance, at which time, and in which community, quote, one will have the ability to accomplish his assignment. When will you be able to accomplish your assignment using your talents, abilities, and capabilities? That's what it means to be an Eved Hashem. God gave us talents, abilities, and capabilities. Can I say, Ritzoneinu laso Ritzonecha, Chazal Nami? When the sages say, our will is to do your will, it means, in the time in which I live, the personality that I have, the people who surround me in life, the millennia in which I find myself, the community in which I find myself, that all has to come together to use what I have to serve you. How is an Eved Hashem? That's Moshe's greatest compliment. Lo uchal. What do you mean lo uchal? I could go into McDonald's and buy a treif hamburger. I could put a slice of mozzarella cheese on my kosher cheese, chal v'yisrael cheese, on my glatt kosher burger, on my pas v'yisrael bread. What's the problem? You can't. Why not? Because God said you can. Were the assignment impossible to accomplish, the appointment would be classified as tnai she'ef shar l'kaimo, a condition that's impossible to fulfill. Okay, so Chazal have a term, tnai she'ef shar l'kaimo. Let's say someone gives you an assignment. For whatever reasons, it's impossible to fulfill. So let's say someone tells me to mail an actual letter from Australia. Not email to print it out to mail it. I, Michal Horitz, the person, not a shaliach, should go to a mailbox in Australia and mail this letter. Alaska. Right now, tonight, mail a letter from Alaska. I can't do that. So then you're exempt. Tonight, you have Charlotte Kaima. I can't do this assignment. That doesn't work like that with God. If he gives us an assignment, it means I have the talents, abilities, and capabilities, the support and the structure, the community and the time in which I live to fulfill my assignment. If it's a condition that's impossible to fulfill, then, quote, the appointment would thus be legally invalid. You're potter. I can't do it. I can't mail a letter from Alaska tonight, right now, because I'm teaching shiur from my house in Woodmere. So how could I be in Alaska? That I haven't figured out how to do. So since I don't have a duplicate, I don't have a clone, I'm not in Alaska, I am exempt. I'm potter. It is a tnai that is e'afshar l'kaima. The appointment is legally invalid. However, that's not how it works. When Hashem is the melech, that's the most important part of halal. Not ana Hashem atzlichana. Hashem, make us successful. Make me have parnasa. Ana Hashem hoshiana. Please save me. Save me from this matzav and that matzav. Those are all valid tefillos, and we daven them. And halos tehillim, kapitel kufiyot gimel through kufiyot ches. But the most important thing is recognizing before anything else, ana Hashem ki ani vadecha. What is the ratzon of an eved? La'aso ritzonecha. An eved doesn't have a ratzon. If God appoints an agent, says Rav Salvechik, the agent must, by definition, be endowed with the ability to act in the assigned capacity. Sometimes we don't think so. Sometimes the task seems so formidable and so huge and so overwhelming. We think, Hashem, I can't. I can't do this. But that's not true. You can. You know why? Because if God appoints you as his shaliach, and remember the first statement of the Rav was in this piece that I'm quoting from, every Jew was sent to earth as an agent of the Creator. And God appoints an agent, the agent must, by definition, be endowed with the ability to act in the assigned capacity. When I wake up in the morning and I say, Moda Anu Fanecha Melach, I'm asking myself, what can I do for you, Hashem, today? Not what could you do for me. What could I, the Eved, do for you? The time and place in which each individual appears on earth is designated to allow him the best conditions in which to fulfill his particular assignment. It's really interesting to me and really amazing. We've spoken in this class about Gilgulim. Most neshamos today are Gilgulim of previous sojourns in this world. I just find it such a fascinating concept. I'm going to repeat the sentence again. The time and place in which each individual appears on earth were designated to allow him the best conditions in which to fulfill his particular assignment. So I know we have here a PA, a physician's assistant, and we have a kindergarten teacher, and we have myself, and I don't know what everybody else does either, whether in home or outside the home. But many of the assignments that we fulfill today as Jewish women would not have been possible 200 years ago, 100 years ago, 200 years ago, Sarah Schneer was revolutionary. In the beginning, there were those who wanted to put her in a chayim. What are you doing? 500 years ago? I could not have been born then. It's true, there are many taivas today that we did not have then. It's true. But I could not have been born then. And meaning, neither could any single one of you. Or you would have been born then. Because the environment, the world, that time period, did not give me the kochos I needed to fulfill my talents, abilities, and capabilities. And what does that mean? If I'm in Eved Hashem, I recognize I'm here for one thing and one thing only. Not to live and be merry? Who said that? I don't know. What's that saying? That's not why I'm here. I'm here so that everything that I do brings glory to God, who is the King of all worlds. That's what Rosh Hashanah is. That's what HaMelech is. HaMelech HaKadosh. HaMelech HaMishpah. Zecheinu L'chaim. Why? L'ma'ancha. Remember me for life, for your sake, not for my sake, so I could eat more steak and more sushi and go to another beach and watch another movie and take another nap and relax some more. That's not why. Zecheinu L'chaim. Why are we adding this into the Amidah 3 times a day? Shachos Mincha Arvis. Why? L'ma'ancha. Because you're the King. And if I'm here doing your will, I can bring glory to you, God. Lo hamesim yahaluka. I'm going to say it in Hala. Lo hamesim yahaluka. The dead cannot praise you. So if you give me life, it's only life, lahalelka, to praise you. How do I praise God? Not only by singing songs of Shabbat, by fulfilling God's will. Wake up in the morning and say, Melech chai v'kayim. What can I do for you today, Ribbono Shel Olam? I am your servant. The word malach, says the Rav, mem lamed aleph chof sofis, usually translated as angel, can refer in Tanakh also to a human being, an agent, as well as a celestial being. Both were created for the same purpose. That's the purpose of every human being and every celestial being, quote, to carry out God's mission. That is all of what our Mechaber is talking about. The truth of life and its imitation. Our will is to do your will. The soul, taking a break from the Rav for a second, the soul is inherently bound up with Hashem's will. And even the will of eye is a garment over Hashem's will. Deep down, the eye, which superficially wants material things and forbidden things, is only a covering for Hashem's will. We are here to carry out God's mission. The difference, says the Rav in conclusion, is that angels have no free will. They do not have bechira chafshis. They are compelled to carry out their assignment, whatever God says they have to do. Man, in contrast, Moshe Rabbeinu is an example, is free to be faithful or unfaithful to both the mission and the sender. Moshe could have, it's inconceivable to us, inconceivable, but physically he could have crossed the Yarden River. He was there with them. His strength was not diminished. It wasn't a physical issue, but he felt he could not. He felt he literally could not because God said you can't. I want to end with a verse from Rabbi Zev that I heard Erev Rosh Hashanah on my fast talk Sunday morning. And it's really gevaldik. So I know I'm going to go a couple minutes over. I hope you could stay. The world, nice and voracious, when Hashem created the world, it's made up of different elements. Mineral, plant, animal, human. Each level feeds off the next. So mineral is the lowest level. Plants feed off minerals. Animals feed off plants, and human beings consume animals. So human beings encompass mineral, plant, animal. Because the animal encompasses plant and mineral. Because the plant, which the animal eats, encompasses mineral. It sounds like Rav Avigdor Miller. My son told me Rav Avigdor Miller, we spent a lot of time talking about Rav Avigdor Miller. Rav Avigdor Miller says, when you eat a hamburger, you're eating grass. When you eat a hamburger, what you're really eating is grass. Why? Because the cow ate the grass. Okay. Mineral, plant, animal, human. Human is the crown of creation. And each one is sustained by the one that comes before. Plants are sustained by minerals. Animals, in turn, are sustained by the plants. And people are sustained by the animals. I know it's after Rosh Hashanah, but the final act of this entire 40-day period culminates with, climaxes with, Tkiyah Shofar and Yom Kippur. It's Tkiyah Gedola. The shofar, says Rabbi Leff, represents all three levels. Mineral, plant, animal. How so? In two different ways. One, the animal, the ram, eats the plants. and the plants consume the minerals. So the shofar, which comes from a ram, represents minerals, plants, animal. On a deeper level, the shofar represents all these three elements because the shofar itself, the horn, is made up of minerals. It looks like when it's growing off the head of the animal, a plant that's growing in a garden, it looks like a plant that's growing off the animal, and it represents an animal because it comes from an animal. So the shofar in two different ways represents mineral, plant, animal. The first easiest way, the ram eats the plant. The plant is sustained by minerals. So the shofar, which is the horn of the animal, represents mineral, plant, animal. On a deeper drashic level, the shofar itself represents all three things. It's made up of minerals. It looks like a plant that's growing off the head of the animal. And finally, it's from an animal, so it's a part of an animal. The crown of creation is the human being. How is a human being the crown of creation? Only when he does God's will. Ritzoneinu, la'aso, ritzonecha. We have spent 45 minutes talking about this. Many sources. The shofar represents mineral, plant, animal, but it's hollow. Because all of creation is meaningless and hollow until a servant of God, a man, an ish, a yid, an Eved Hashem comes along and blows meaning into creation. Using your talent, I know it's gorgeous, it's amazing, it's so powerful. Using your talents, abilities, and capabilities, you take all elements of creation. The time Hashem put you in to tie it into the peace by the Rav. The people He surrounded you with in life. The nisyonos, yes, that He gave you. Your assignment when you wake up every morning, Hashem, you are my melech. The shofar may be mineral, plant, and animal. And it may be the glory of the animal, but it's hollow. Because life without a Jew, life without an Eved Hashem, this world without someone to bring glory to the Creator and King, is meaningless and hollow. All the elements of creation only have purpose when man, as the crown of creation, blows meaning into the world of God. How do we blow meaning and invest meaning into the world of God? By recognizing not only our talents, abilities, and capabilities, but that I am simply, I can't be better than Moshe Rabbeinu. I can't even be a fraction of Moshe Rabbeinu. Even though the Rambam says every year could be Moshe Rabbeinu, okay. But if Moshe had the Torah, Eved Hashem, that's the highest level a Yid can reach. What's the highest part of Hava? An Hashem Moshiach, no. An Hashem Metzich, no. An Hashem Kiyami Yavadecha. Every morning a Yid wakes up, not only on Rosh Hashanah, not only during the Asaras Medijah, every single day of our lives, we wake up and we say, Modani Lufanecha. That's a different shir. But what's the next word? Melech. You're my king. Does a lowly subject tell the king what to do? No, the king tells the subject what to do. I'm here to do your will. You are not here to do my will. That's what it means to appoint Hashem as the Melech. We daven, we pray that if we do God's will, the to'elas, if we make enough of a kiddush Hashem, if we not bring enough glory to the name of God, ultimately we will witness the Bias Kol Tzedek. Rabbi Zavlov said, Tafshin Pei Gimel, Tie Shnas Pidus Gulasenu. Should be the year of our redemption unfolding. I wish everybody a very meaningful, uplifting Gemar Mechasima Tova. Zachinu Lachayim Melech Chafetz Bechayim Bekasfeinu Besefer Chayim Lamancha. It's all about the Melech. And this is what it means to recognize God as Melech. So chenu chaim melech, chafetz b'chaim lamancha elokim chaim. Vesh everybody a gemar v'chassima tova. And b'ezor Hashem, a chag sameach, v'chsamachta b'chagacha oni b'atzukos, does it say v'ayisa ach sameach? And if we do not reconvene in Yerushalayim, then we will meet b'ezor Hashem next at Sha'arei, both in person and via Zoom, on October the 19th. May we all be well. I wish everybody a wonderful Yom Tov season. Thank you.